Blog Talk Radio.
Start the day off.
Yeah, that's Lou Ross, Early Morning Love. May he rest in peace. Good evening, everybody. Happy Friday. This is Delicious of Delicious Talk. So many things been going on this week. I'm quite sure a lot of you got the email from Blog Talk, the changes that are going on. We had a show on Miss Kane's radio talk show the other day about it, and I guess we got everything out, you know, but, you know, we just have to roll with the punches. Also, hope everybody's enjoying today. If it was snowing wherever you was at, I hope you got warm or keeping warm because this is not the time to get sick. Myself, I'm doing pretty good. I'm going to Baltimore tomorrow to do a book signing. And everything's good for me, you know, even though I can complain, but for what? Tonight's topic is what black women really want from the black man. And it's not that much. You know, we're not complicated. We don't want that much. But, you know, what we do want from them, we do expect it from them. You know, because we give our black men, you know, what is expected of them to get from us. We treat them like kings. At least I do. You know, and I'm quite sure that you treat your man like a king if he's worth it. First, we're going to get on a little thing about what does the black woman really want from the black man? Well, basically, she wants him to be honest with her, respect her, and to love her. You know, and honesty and respect and love go a long way. You know, you always hear about the black man leaving the black woman, you know, to be with a different race woman. You know, basically, a black man will leave the black woman to be with the white woman, Asian woman, or Puerto Rican, or whatever. And his reasonings are black women are too loud, they're too this, they're too that, demanding, argumentative, and, you know, different things like that. But for real, that goes in every race, in every culture. There are women that are going to be too loud, too argumentative, too materialistic, insensitive, not submissive, and, you know, all those other negative reasons that men use to be in a relationship with women of another race. And, you know, it's nothing wrong with it. It's really nothing wrong with it. But when a man says, well, I don't want to be with a black woman because she's too this, she's too that, give me a break. You know, don't use an excuse. And I'm going to bring on my guest co-host, Ms. Kane, to see what she has to say about that. And if you have any questions or comments, feel free to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-2877. I'd love for you to call in and give your comments or ask your questions, and, you know, we'll get this show on the road. So, Ms. Kane, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what is your take on, you know, when the black man, you know, is leaving the black woman because of, you know, these negative things, you know, he put on her? You know, basically, I just think it's just an excuse, you know, for him to, yeah, because like I had mentioned, that's in every culture, every race, you're going to find a woman that is going to be the same way, quote unquote, as the black woman.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. I mean, you know, we done talked about this over there on my show, you know, and you got some of, I guess you could say, some of my male listeners that get the wrong interpretation about what, I'm going to just speak for myself, what Ms. Kane mm-hmm. wants. But, and I want to kind of clear that up tonight, and I done cleared it up on my show, not that I feel like I need to validate my reasons for what it is that I want, but I was talking to a friend guy of mine tonight, and I was telling him, I said, you know, women that kind of go out here and get with dudes who we know ain't got a lot going on for themselves, we try to get with them dudes despite the fact, you know what I'm saying? And them mm-hmm. be the main ones, old broke-ass, tired-ass niggas who ain't got nothing. But they be the main ones out here trying to cheat. You know, if you speak in a certain tone, they get a little upset because that's just like I had to check my big baby because he, you know, came at me. Sometimes he come out his mouth wrong to me just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So he was like, number one, like, why you cuss so much? And then that's not ladylike. You shouldn't have to do that and blah, blah, blah. I was like, you know, it's been 4 years. You knew this when you met me. And if you can't deal with it, then hell, there go the door, step. But for me and what I want, and this is what I think every woman should have, whether you black, white, green, or damn purple, you should have respect, trust, communication, and you should have a guy that love the ground that you walk on. You should have someone that be willing to take care of you through thick and thin. You know what I'm saying? You should have someone that you can sit down and talk to. And also, fellas, we need y'all to step, some of y'all, I ain't going to say all, but some of y'all to step your game up in the bedroom, okay?
Yeah.
Basically, three things Ms. Kane want. I want somebody that look good, and not saying that he got to be the finest nigga in the world, but I want him to at least be able to look like I want him to look. You know what I'm saying? I need for him to have some type of stability, and I need him to be good off in the bedroom. He got to have a big wang-wang, and if you ain't got a big wang-wang, I need you to at least be 7.5 inches or better. Now, anything up under there, you pushing it.
Well, you know, as far as the penis size go, you know, some women, you know, don't look at it that way. They say as long as they can rock the boat, you know, it's not the size of the ship, but the size of the ocean, or however that little saying goes. But, you know, it is important to have those elements in a relationship. And, you know, be it like you had mentioned also, black, white, whatever, you know. But it's basically tonight is about the black woman, because we are so put down, you know, at the bottom of the totem pole, you know, about a lot of things. You know, we basically have to, you know, do a lot of begging and pleading and crawling and all this whole kind of stuff to get even noticed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the hurting part of it is when our black men turn his back on us, you know, for nonsense.
And you know what? Let me share this real quick. Let me put this in here real quick. I heard a show on Hot 105. It's in Montgomery, Alabama. And they had white women calling in to the show, you know, asking, you know, why do the black man lead the black woman for white women? And it's because, and you had one woman that said, that's because they got all these babies and they sitting up and they living on welfare and all this crap. And, you know, I didn't have time because I was riding, but I didn't have time to call into that show, but I really did. I was so mad when I heard that crap, because the thing about it is black men have a way of tearing down the black woman. Now, we will stand by your black asses until you get to a certain point in your life where you feel like, okay, I'm finna knock her up with a whole bunch of children, and if she's solely dependent upon you as far as financial income, you knock her up and then you leave. You know what I'm saying? So if she has been a woman that has not been in the work system, or she's relatively young, what the hell do you expect? And the same thing goes on with white women, but it's just not put out there like it is with black women. And that's why
right,
I tell black, go ahead.
Like I had just mentioned, the black woman is at the bottom of the totem pole.
Mm-hmm. And we don't stay there until these black men learn how to give us the respect that they need. Because if I've said it once, I've said it twice. See, ain't no more granddaddies. You know what I'm saying? Granddaddy now, every black man now, you know what I'm saying, that I run across itself for a selective few, and they always feel like, well, I want 50-50. Hell, I'm bringing 50-50 to the table by myself. If you can't put more on the table than me, then what's the purpose of me being with you? And yet again, this is just my own personal opinion. Because my thing is, it's not, I can't even say that I've been cheated on, but it's just the lack of trust that I have in men in general. Because, like I said, if I'm sitting up here, I'm handling my own, I'm paying my own bills or whatever, do something for me that I can't do for myself. Provide me with a better life. And see, that's the advantage that white women have over black men, because when white women get into relationships, some of them just seem like they have the luxury of falling into wealth. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. even if they get married to those men, those white men or whatever, or whoever it may be, and it I ain't gonna say it's all the time white men, but excuse me, when they have the that luxury of falling into a relationship where the man is kind of wealthy or whatever, they'll stay married to that person for years and years on end. And then they say, you know, they get divorced. But guess what? A year or two later, they ass fell right back into another successful relationship. That don't happen with black women. Black women stay single. I know women now, and I was single for, and I guess you can say that I am still single because I'm not in my relationship is more of an open relationship for the time being. But I look at TV, and I seen so many, like Brandy, the girl that used to be on The Real World, Tammy, and you know we were talking about her over there on the show Monday on the Celebrity Gossip. She divorced her husband in 2001. And you got those type of women that are out here that's being single because it's just a lack of getting the qualifications that we are looking for in our black man.
Someone in the chat room says the media does not want to report anything positive about us, and some of our people contribute to this mess by being on shows like Maury, That's the True, Who, My Baby Daddy, Out of 15 Men, Flavor Flav, I Love New York, and people believe that BS about us, and I know plenty of black men, women that are not acting like that, but the media will not show that, and that's the truth. That is the truth, because they betray us on television the way that they see us, and they don't put the positive things out there about us. They really don't. So the media has the upper hand, and when we're betrayed like that, we're treated that way. You know, because Maury, every show, I don't even watch Maury anymore, because every show, Who My Baby Daddy, and who are the girls
that
are the majority are black girls, and as soon as they be on there, they went to 10, 15, 20 men, then they think they got the right one on there, then all of a sudden they turn into track stars running off the stage, but you don't go out in public and carry on like that, no, and I know that they're giving them a free hotel and airfare and all that kind of stuff, but if you want to take a trip, save your money and take a trip. You know, don't be going on no show making a fool out of yourself, making everybody, you know, because that's like make one bad apple can spoil the whole barrel if you leave it in there.
And I was going to say something else. Let me put this out of him. That's just like just like Up to Me said in the chat one about how the media does not want to report anything positive about us. Well, here we have a guy, Tyler Perry, that does movies and plays about black love. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But what we want to do, we want to bash them movies. Oh, he's not representing for the black race. I mean, how the hell is he not representing for the black race? Because you do have successful black people that are in good relationships, good marriages. So yet again, you know what I'm saying, why would we get mad when we looking and we expect certain things? Why would we get mad when somebody is trying to show us that this is the way it could be and that this is the way it is? I personally don't feel like black women have a whole lot of expectations when it comes down to trying to find the right type of man to be with. Now, you take Chilling Black Ass on example. I don't know what's up with her, because ever since her breakup with Usher.
Yeah, she just wanted the attention.
Yeah, ever since her breakup with Usher, she done flipped the script. And I know she want to get with old Floyd Mayweather, but Floyd Mayweather has a baby mama, and she bad. She bad now. But damn, Chili, you don't want a guy to smoke. You don't want a guy to drink. Ladies, let me talk to y'all real quick. I don't want to, you know, cut my boots off too much, but let me talk to y'all. You cannot always just put too much limitations on a man. Okay. I know I've said that I want a man that got a big wang-wang. He got to have a little money or whatever. He got to look good. But you know what? I would much rather take two out of the three if that's what I had to deal with. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or
yeah.
Maybe take one. He could just damn have money and not have no wee-wee at all and just look all right. I got to keep it 100.
Yeah. Well, somebody in the chat room said there are some good black men out there, but I think that some of our sisters' expectations are unreasonable. And that can be true. That can be true. And it said, I have tried to introduce some of my friends to good men, and they will say the following. He too short, too fat, bald, drives for us. But, you know, that might be just the right person for you, because if you, you know, women, some women, they want to get with a bad boy. And you know what a bad boy is about. He going to come to you one day and tell you something like, you know, we're going to have to be in an open relationship because I want to see so-and-so. Then your feelings going to be hurt. But you knew that from Jump Street. So you have
but
to get with the person
though,
that you,
But you know what? It's so easy for us to fall for those types, because that's what I tell men all day. You know, and I call them got it niggas. You know whether or not if you're a nigga that got it. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of men that go out here, black men, go out here, they start selling drugs, some of them, or some of them, you know, get into the entertainment world, become a rapper, a football player, because some of these men are the type of men that never had no experiences with women. They never had women to come to them like most men have. So, therefore, they get things that attract a woman in. But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, with women, it's just we are accustomed. I don't know why it is, but we are. We are accustomed to dealing with bad boys. We know, ladies, we know off rip whether or not a dude ain't no damn good. But that inner wishing, we be thinking, well, maybe I can change him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
but
no. See, that's the mistake that a lot of women make. They get married because I had a friend of mine. Her and this guy, they've been in a relationship forever. Then finally when they was getting ready to get married, she asked him to marry her. He told her that he didn't want to get married. She told him, well, let's just get married. If it don't work out, it don't work out. Their wedding was over $30,000, which, you know, weddings cost more than that. But $30,000 for a black person to spend on a wedding, that's a lot of money. And it lasted maybe about a year. You know, but she pressured him. You know, you have to let a person, if they say they're not ready to get married, don't rush them. Don't do that, because if they marry you, they're doing it because that's what you want, not what they want. And it never works out. You have to want what the other person wants. It has to be a joint type of thing. You know, you just can't say, well, let's try it. You don't try marriage. Marriage is forever. You know, so it's, you know, and you know, not to get really off the subject, but we're speaking about what the black women really want from the black man. And if you have any questions or comments, call in at the caller number 646-652-2877. And when you call in, raise your hand, hit the 1 so I know that you, you know, have a question or a comment. And with that being said, I think we're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back.
Wow. It's really good to see you again, baby. And I must admit, you're looking very, very, very nice these days. I guess life must be treating you well. Oh, me? Well, I've just been doing the same old thing I've always been doing. You know, I've got a new lady now, and it's a little different than it was. You know, I think back to when we met, the way I used to be and the cold way I used to act. But more than that, I think of how you changed me with your love and sensitivity. Remember when I used to love them and leave them. That's what I used to do. Long ago. You know, it's funny how a man can change so quickly from a cold-blooded person thinking he's God's gift to women. Remember how I used to do that? I must have been crazy there. Remember when you used to?
Yeah, that's Rick James and Tina Marie, Fire and Desire. We need some of that too, us black women. I have a call on the line. I'm going to bring them in. 402, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, you have a question or a comment for this evening's show?
Well, I was going to say there, like Miss Kane said, I believe she was saying somewhere in her conference and when she was talking, is that, you know, for me, I do see black couples. And I see amount of respect that, you know, I see that the black couples that I do see out here, you know, and they're like, they're in really pretty good relationships. And the whole notion, the other thing, the other part of it, the whole notion that black women talk loud, you know what, I lived in different cities, and I noticed that there are a few black women that talk loud. You know what I mean? It's not all. It's nowhere near all. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, like right now, you know, I'm in Houston, living in Houston now. And if you didn't recognize me, this is Black Man 37, Miss Delicious. So, and I see black folks all over the place, which I love it. And I don't hear a lot of black women talking loud. You know, you hear a few every so often.
Right. Well, these are some of the excuses that black men, you know, will say about the black woman when he crosses over, you know, when he wants to get with a white woman or an Asian woman or a different, you know, race of a woman, you know. So he casts the black woman aside with these crazy excuses. She's too loud. We're too demanding. And, you know, different things like that, that really, like I said, that's in every race. Now, I'm not saying that, that, you know, all black women are like that, because it's not true.
No.
You know, you have white women that are loud. You have Asian women that are loud. You have, you know, different race women. They have the same qualities and the same things that black women do. They do it too. You know,
yeah,
but
like
I said,
you know what I've seen? Not to cut you off, Black Man 37, let me just put this in here. I was on Twitter, and somebody sent a link. I think it was one of these DJs or whatever that I follow. And I don't know if it's his site or what site, but it was a guy who was black. And he put up all these reasons. I'm talking about it was just like a big-ass column of stuff that he put up, why he don't date black women and all this crap. Talking about one of the reasons that stood out to me was that we tie our hair up when we go to sleep. I don't tie my damn hair up every time I go to sleep. Cause I don't care, a head rag, a scarf, whatever. It gives me a headache. So I don't wear my tie my hair up. But it was just, you know, he had multiple things. And talking about the relationships that he has been in. And that's another thing with a lot of black men. You need to stop choosing these dumb heifers that you're getting into
exactly.
a relationship with.
Exactly.
If you go out here trying to pick up.
Going
out here
and can't compare
them
with another person either. You know, that's another
right,
thing
right.
they say. Well, I think I don't want to be with another black woman because what this black woman did. You can't do
yeah.
that.
Right.
But you know where they mess up, though. Go ahead, Black Man.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Ms. Kane. It's just what I'm going to say, because as a black man that dates and wants to be involved and married to a black woman, is that some of these complaints that some of these brothers are making, you have to stop and question, wait a minute, what type of women am I choosing? You have to stand and look in the mirror and ask yourself these questions. Wait a minute. What is it that I'm really going after? Am I going after a woman that really is a decent, respectable type of woman that has some character and has some integrity? Or I'm just going after a woman because she's got big cleavage and a big ass with a small waist? You know what I'm saying? You know, or she's light-skinned, you know, because some of us brothers still have that sickness in our mind. You know, if you're going after what looks good versus the quality of the type of woman, then you deserve what you get. You knew that woman when you first met with her. And also, another thing, because I got to put this whole thing to rest about why they cross over. First of all, anybody that has any understanding is that black, we're brainwashed under this notion that white is somehow better than black. First of all, white women are the biggest gold diggers on the planet, period.
Hell yeah.
Bar none. White women are the most deceptive, underhanded. Now, this is me saying, don't get mad at Delicious. Don't get mad at Ms. Kane. I'm saying this from the research that I have done. I have experimented. I know. I'm not saying something out the side of my ass. I'm saying something I know. They are the most deceptive, but they're very subtle in their deception. And brothers fall for it because they're not. Their eyes are not woken up to the fact that this is how they are. This is their character. And another note, another thing about it is, how are you going to say the white woman is better than the black woman when the white woman is the black woman's daughter? Okay, for those who don't understand what that means is, anybody who knows the history of the Caucasian people, the people who classify themselves as white, are the newest race on the planet. They come from us. The black woman is the mother of civilization. She is the mother of all people of color. So therefore, she's the oldest woman on the planet, and she is of time. You know, and at some point, they used to call the black woman the seventh heaven. And if people don't understand what that means, what it means is that there's seven continents on the planet, and every on those each continent, there's black women. And when you find the black woman, you find heaven. That's why they call it the seventh heaven. So this woman is our best fit. You can't say that this black woman is better than her, because the black woman has always been at our side and always have been a very powerful ally for us. She's always been our best helpmeet. She's always been strong. She's always been respectable. She just got caught up in the same web that we got caught up in, and now we're at each other's throats. Black women were running kingdoms at one time. If anybody doesn't do the research, go back to your research about the Nubians.
Yeah.
What's her sister's name? Pi? I think she spelled it P-I-Y-E. She was running the Nubian running the Nubian kingdom. Nubian kingdom. So these brothers that say that, I think that's an excuse for them because they wanted a white woman. So go ahead and go get your pink pearl. Go get her if that's what you think is better. But when you get caught up in that trap, don't come crying back talking about, well, man, I didn't. No, because you don't understand she has more power than you.
Mm-hmm.
Because civilization is set, it's structured for her and her man.
Mm-hmm.
So all she has to do is crime rape. Your ass is going to prison, and you can't fight out of that. Because they will put you in prison because they don't want you with her in the first damn place.
Yeah.
So this whole put down of black women needs to end. Yes, we know there's some black women out here that are bad. You know, we understand that, but it's not the whole entire black women on the continent. You got 93.5 million miles of land on the planet. And everywhere on this planet, there are black women. If you can't find one that's going to go along with your program, go to another country, go to another state, go somewhere else. There are black women all over the planet. So there's no excuse for saying all black women are bad because you got too much land and too many black women on this planet.
But you know what, too? That depends on the man. Because let me tell you something. I heard a dude say some stuff. I was watching a movie one time. And he said a black man builds up his woman. A woman learns from her black man, and he gives her strength. And he said a whole lot of other stuff in there that I vaguely remember. But I said that is so true, because if you're a real man, you know how to build your woman up to what she need to be. That I tell dudes all the time since I'm in this industry, and not like I'm trying to brag about that, because to me they still regular folks. But I tell people, and average dudes too, you can take a dude that's $1 million nigga and take a bitch up out the projects, and he can mold her into what he want her to be. Prime example, look at how Russell Simmons did with Kimora. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, she had a little something going on for herself with the modeling and had a little bit of money, but he took her and molded her into being a mogul. You feel what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, it just depends on the black man. If he has no love in himself, then he won't know how to love a black woman. I had a black dude, you know what I'm saying, this black guy, he used to stay where I stayed at, like kind of around the corner a little bit. And every time me and this dude, he was kind of sexy and I was attracted to him. But his mouth is what got him in trouble. Because in a normal conversation, he'll call me out my name like, bitch, bitch, bitch. First of all, I'm not your bitch. And I told him, I said, your mother never must gave you a hug or some shit when you was little, because I'm not understanding. Where your dad at? Did you not get raised with your daddy? And I look at this so much with black men, it's like how they are raised. Even with me talking to someone today, and I'm going to share this real quick, and then mom do, she get on, because she know I talk, and I try not to talk her on her show. But I was talking to my son's father, ex-wife. And she a stupid girl, you know what I'm saying? But she wised up with him, and I used to didn't like her because I don't really do stepmama stuff. But I knew I was going to have to deal with this girl, and she a little younger than me. But I was telling her today, I said, you know what? I give you more credit now, because he took her through hell. But the way that he has been raised, he has a two-parent household. But I done heard things about how his daddy was with his mother. Because I remember one weekend, and he pushing, this dude is, my son's dad is like 35, pushing 36, and he back at home with his parents. So one weekend, he couldn't come get my son because his mother's husband, she didn't pay her part of the bill to get the car fixed. I'm like, what in the hell? You mean to tell me I can't drive this car because I didn't pay my half for the money to get it fixed? Oh, no, ma'am. See, I don't play stuff like that. You see what I'm talking about? But just by you know what I'm saying, how his dad probably done his mother. That's why he don't have no good parenting skills with his two. He got two sons, my son, and then he has another son that's about 14, 15. But at the end of the day, it comes from the household, because you take my daughter's father. Now, his dad, and I don't want to get too in detail with this, but he come from a two-parent household as well. They had something that I didn't have. I grew up with grandmama and daddy. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have my mother in my life, but my daddy was like my mother as well as my grandmother. But you can look and put those two dudes side by side, and they different all the way around, because it's just that they're teachers. They have been brought up in a different way. And I think a lot of men need to learn what they want. You need to instill that into them when they're younger, because I'm going to instill it in my son, and I'm going to tell him, get with you a nice girl. And I know he going to, as a male, he going to get out here and he going to F a couple of hoes, you know what I'm saying, because that's just human nature. But when it comes down to knowing how to treat a woman and giving her respect, that's what I'm going to tell him to do. And I'm going to tell him, just because you see one chick that got an attitude, you don't know what this chick done been through in her life. Women, we take on the role of being the mama and the daddy. We take on the role when we sit, you know what I'm saying, say for all my single women out there. When we sit, we still have to do what? Take care of them damn children. Get up and go to work. Still pay the bills. When a man come in and break our heart and do that old transfer emotion shit, we are the ones that have to sit up here and deal with our emotions and still do what? Take care of the household, take care of these kids, and pay bills and the rest of that crap. So I just want black men to start understanding why this black woman might be a little louder, why she might be a little angry, because I don't know if y'all tuned into the show that I had with Tim Alexander. Now, Tim Alexander put out there that he is a person that tries to try to defy the black household and all this crap. But he comes at me talking about I'm angry and I'm this and I'm that. When I did a little show revolved around a movie that he had made, movie/documentary, Diary of a Tired Black Man. But every man that was black in there that he had, them was punks. They all, I don't want black woman, they this and they make me sick and all this crap. So, you know, it just depends on who the black man, and if you need to learn how a woman is, do that before you start trying to bash somebody.
Yeah. Because first of all, you have to get to know a person, you know, because like you had mentioned, we're loud for a reason. You know, if you always get beat down by your man and you're the last person on the totem pole, you're supposed to be loud because you want to be heard. You don't want to be on the bottom pole, you know. So my whole thing is, you know, how they make up these excuses. Now, it's okay. Like I said, I don't have nothing against a black man being with whatever color woman he want to be with. But
don't put
a sister down so you can do that. Don't do that. If you love somebody of a different race, that's your business. You know, but don't put us down because that's something you want to do. Then when you get over, you find out the grass ain't always green on the other side anyway.
Right.
And you know what, Mom, we disagree sometimes, but I ain't going to lie, I'm racist. I'm a racist.
Mm-hmm. Well, ain't nothing wrong with that. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel, but I believe we're like in a garden. You know, it's many flowers in a garden. You just, you know, I love all flowers, you know, but my favorite one now is the rose.
I accept it for what it's worth, but I have a problem with dating a black man that dates a white woman. And there, you know, I know this is the thing for people to do, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody's interracial relationship. But just like I told my white street team leader, I told her, I said, let me tell you something. You with a black dude that a black woman wouldn't even give a damn second look because he is so disrespectful to her. And then she done had two kids with him. She can't really get out here and do stuff because she got a felony on her record that I did not know about before my homeboy done tried to get this bitch to work for me, excuse my language. But the bottom line is you with some trash that we didn't want in the first place. You know what I'm saying? And to me, I've been told from a black man, and I know Black Man 37 had something to say, and I'm going to say this, and then you come on in. But I've been told by a black guy, he said, any black man that get out here and date a white woman, he hates himself. He hates his mother. He hates his sister, and he hates himself. And I really do feel like it's got to be something wrong, because if you look at, go, let's take it back to all these years of slavery that we done been through, and I'm not trying to be the one to live in the past, but I'm just speaking real, real stuff right now. You look at all this crap, how these white women be, first thing they do when they get caught effing a black man, they cry rape. You see what I'm saying? Because that happened in the movie. If y'all have ever seen that movie called Daddy's Girl with Idris Elba in it, he got caught up in a situation like that where he was like some prominent football player or something, and went to a party, and he wouldn't sleep with the white girl, and she got mad, daddy bust in, and she cried rape. You know what I'm saying? But see, that's what I'm talking about. Why would you want to go with someone who can easily put you out there into the system like that? Why?
Right.
And why would you want to be with somebody that done tore your race up? And we still encounter racism and all that crap to this day. It don't matter how much damn money you got. You can be a millionaire and still walk around here. Matter of fact, a billionaire and still walk around here and getting racist stuff going on and going towards you. So that's my take on it. Black man, what you had wanted to say?
Oh, no, I don't say I have to agree with you, but I wouldn't say that you're a racist. Racism and white supremacy is way different. I couldn't say that you even qualify for that because you're no. So that's what I was going to say on that point. And the other point is, I have to say you're right. Why would you want a woman? I mean, it's not so. Like I said, it's not all. It's just a few of them out here, and then you have to make it. You have to look at yourself and say, what type of woman do I really want to be involved with? You know, there's too many black women out here for us to be just upset at the handful we've dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not all black women, no. And then also, you know, get to know them. Like you said, Ms. Delicious, you
right.
Get to know. Sit down and get to know this woman you're involved with. Check out for three things: respect, integrity, and character. Does she have all those three things? Those are the basics.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the list that you should be checking out. You know, just not just how pretty she is, but check out those three things. Because if she's carrying herself the way a lady carries herself, she's going to have all three of those things. She's going to be taking care of everything she needs to take care of. She's going to take care of her business. And she's going to want to be involved with you, get to know you. So, there are some women out here that are very superficial. Yeah, we understand that. But not all of them. Not all.
And another thing I want to throw out there, this is basically... black women were slaves by force, and the white woman was a slave by choice. And I'm simply saying that to say the white woman was a slave by choice because she was given everything, so why would she leave her man, you know, for nothing? But the black woman was a slave by force. She didn't get the luxury of having a husband and being with the man that she bore his children for and different things like that. All she got to do was to take care of the white woman's children. They weren't even able to love each other. You know, they was just used for breeding purposes. So, you know, I just wanted to get that point out there.
And that's why I probably got all these different damn nationalities running in me, is because of what took place back then. But I want to say to my ladies, like, I see a lot of black women who done been through a whole lot of crap, and I put it up in the chat a little while ago. Like my godmama, she talked all this crap. Oh, every black man that I've been with and blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. And she ended up getting with a white guy. And he had money. He did. He had money. And he gave her everything she wanted. This fool used to have her damn G-strings tailor-made. Who does that? I mean, seriously. But at the end of the day, he was crazy to some aspects because he looking at the fact that his family, you know, disowned him because he got with her or whatever and all the stuff that he was doing for her. But the bottom line, what I'm trying to say is that all that talking that she said about black men, she still ended up with another black man. Out of all this crap this fool was getting to you, because he was some old hickory-ass Tom to me. You know, he was from Pennsylvania. Shane, they talked like he talked through his nose. Oh, God, I couldn't stand him. Ooh, I couldn't stand that man. And so when they broke up, let me tell you how he did. And this is how I know he was crazy. And God has really been on her side, because I watch a lot of movies and I see how these white men, they destructive. They evil-minded, just like what black man was saying about white women. They evil, too. But this fool wrote a 15-page letter to the new black guy that she had started creeping around with and seeing. Who the hell got time to sit down and write a 15-page letter? And he was talking about how she wasn't a good mother to her sons, how she just dumped them off on her father, and how she was this and she was that. But this is the same guy that you were just talking about a couple of years ago, or 4 years, 4 or 5 years ago, talking about how he was the best thing that ever happened to you. No fools will turn on your ass quick. Now, me personally, just like when I had this girl on my show, Fishnet Radio, she talking about we going to set Miss Kane up on a date with a white guy. No, hell no, because I'm not. I don't like the color of their skin. And call me crazy, but I just don't. It's something about it that irks my nerve. And I'm sticking with my black man, no matter what kind of hell, and we all done went through it, ladies, and we gonna go through it. But at the end of the day, stay firm. I always tell people, choose a lane of what you need to be in, or get in one, and stick with that lane. Don't do all this switching up stuff. And I done dated a Mexican. He was crazy, Lord Jesus, he was crazy. A Dominican Republic. Cause in 3 days of me knowing this Mexican, he brought me a diamond ring talking about you gonna be my lady. Are you serious? What's wrong with you? But at the end of the day, all I'm saying is that I don't care what I done been through with my black man, I love my black man, and I'm gonna stay firm with that.
Yes. And I think the black man is the most beautiful man on this earth. I mean, they're just so beautiful. You know, the different shades and the different body types and, the way they carry themselves. You know, the black man is really beautiful. They have swag. They have rhythm. You know, white men, they don't have any rhythm. You know, some of them do, but, you know, you can count them on one hand. But the black man, to me, is the ideal man. Now, like
ma'am,
I said, all we want from our black man is for him to know us, get to know us, love us, respect us, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. Don't build no high expectations of us, you know, saying that we have to do this, you don't want us doing that, you know, because you know that we had a hard time.
Right.
And we deserve to be treated like queens, the queens that we are. Don't tear us down. Because we don't tear you down. What we want to be, we want to walk beside you, not in back of you.
Right.
You know, and we want the true love that you can give us, that we'll give back to you. That's
I know
what
that's
want.
Right.
And I want to say that I love my black women. I don't care if you're dark, light, it don't make a difference. Because there's nothing like the way that y'all feel. The way you look, the way you taste, the way you smell.
All right. Wow.
Okay, there's nothing like it. And I have dated different women, different kind of women. But the black woman by far, nothing like her. Nothing like her.
Yep.
And that's coming from a black man myself. And
right,
I came from a black woman.
We are a rainbow of people. We come in different shades, different sizes, and, you know, we're just beautiful people.
And we know how to survive. We know how to survive and conquer.
Right, because we had to know how to survive. If we didn't, we wouldn't be here. You know, during the slave days, you know, and we weren't meant to be slaves. We were not meant to be slaves. We were just forced to be slaves. But, you know, and to this day, we're still held in captivity to a degree, you know. But, you know, just not getting off the subject, we, you know, as black women, those are the things we want. It's not a lot. We're not trying to make anything hard for our black brothers. All we want to do is to love them and to have them to love us back. And we have 3 minutes remaining in the show. Any last remarks you'd like to make, Ms. Kane, and black man?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Oh, Up to Me just sent me a link to something, honey. You need to send that to me on Twitter or Facebook. Ow! Bow! But anyway, shots fired. Anyway, I just want black men to understand that, it's not that we have a whole lot of expectations. We just want somebody that we can be grounded with. We want security. We want somebody that can love us, hold us, and comfort us when we need that. We need that. I don't care how hard a woman acts, and I know I'm a hardcore woman, but at the end of the day, I still need love. I need that person that's going to be my rock, because that's what we're supposed to be. At the end of the day, each other's rock. So, black men, just understand what you're looking for and try to understand the black woman more. I don't care what you got to do. You need to learn. You need to learn how to go out here and just do some research on black women.
Okay. Black man, we got a minute, half a minute.
All I was going to say is, brothers out there, you know, just take your time, get to know them. You know, not all of them are the same. And, man, like she said, do your research. Understand that they're not all the same. So,
right. That's true.
Take back our family.
Now I'm making a shout out to my chat room, Blackman37, BRN Freckles. It's Up to Me, Miss Kane, Tammy Jones, and the ones who came and went out of the chat room, the flies on the wall. I want to tell everybody I appreciate you coming out. This is my last show of this year, next year. I'm changing my format up a little bit, but I'll be back. And, you know, in February we'll only be having a 30-minute show, but I'm going to, you know, hang in there with that. And, oh, everybody, I hope you have a beautiful
Let me put this in here. Monday we gonna be now. That doesn't mean that y'all won't hear from Mom Dude. She'll be on my show. Monday we got celebrity gossip. Tuesday is gonna be my hip hop talk. So there will be a guest lineup of rappers, producers, publicists, and just a whole lot of folks. And then one day next week I'm doing about gay, what it was, Mom Dude? Gay
talk, report,
talk show people.
Talk show host.
Are they more entertaining? But
all righty then, everybody. So like I said, thanks for coming out. Thanks, Miss Kane. Thanks, Black Man. Thanks, everybody,
you're
for
welcome.
Coming out. And y'all have a nice, right, y'all have a beautiful holiday. And like I said, see you in the new year. Take care. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Without love.